you remember when reciprocal links were really cool in 2000, before 2008?
Yeah, reciprocal and three-way linking.
And everybody was doing reciprocal links. And then all of a sudden there was a conference and Matt Cutts came out and said, oh, you realtors have been excessively reciprocally linking. That was my fault. I thought it would be really neat if I gave the realtors a map of the United States. Each map was a state, and they could reciprocally link with whatever realtors that they wanted to in that state. They went nuts. There were guys that had hundreds of reciprocal links to their reciprocal link pages as a real estate agent in that particular state, literally thousands of links all on the same CNET. And we got blacklisted by Google and everybody's organic traffic plummeted. And we hired a very expensive consultant and realized, oh, hey, we totally just made the world's largest link farm. And we kind of torched the entire concept of reciprocal links for everybody. So sorry about that. If you are benefiting from reciprocal links early in SEO, I personally apologize for ending that. And then after that fiasco, we helped recover. Everybody came back. Yahoo and Google forgave us, but the realtors didn't because their rankings weren't as good after that.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.